NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
We've got Walks in studio.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
AKA Frank.
Yes. Hello.
Their real name. You were talking about Stay Put, which is, your first release under Walks.
Yeah, this is my first attempt at something.
Oh, Staying Put.
Staying
sorry.
Put. Yeah, Staying Put. Sorry. Yeah, this is my first attempt at some solo music, so something I've been working on recently. Yeah.
Have you been part of anything else?
Yeah, I was used to be in a band called Host Club with some friends from high school, and then my bandmates, they're off overseas, so that sort of came to an end, and then thought I'd start doing some of my own stuff, so it was cool, yeah.
It's kind of bittersweet, friends leaving, but you get some alone time to do your own thing.
Well, yeah, the funny thing was all three of them left behind all their gear for me, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I got like Seb's drum kit, some amps, some monitors and everything, so yeah, it's kind of good that they left. Nah, I miss them.
Oh, well, that's real sweet. Yep. What would you say, who are your influences?
I think anyone that knows me pretty well knows my favourite album of all time is Harvest by Neil Young. So I think this was just me. Yeah, that's always my influence, like drive to create something almost near to that. But my friends as well, like the old bandmates as well. They were definite influences. Finn with his music, Jeremy, Seb. So, yeah. Yeah.
What music does Jeremy make? Is it under...
Jeremy.
And what about...
Finn's Plum with two M's.
And Seb?
He hasn't released any music, but he was always inspiring me. So,
aww.
Yeah, that was cool.
I hope they're going to be listening to this.
Yeah, they're all actually very close together in North America, Canada and New York at the moment, so if they are,
damn. I guess. Jealous. Let's talk about the first track, Maybell. What is that one about?
So this one, I think this sets up the album quite well because it sort of brings in all the themes, everything, you know, it's sort of talking about being lonely and, you know, a bit of love song, a bit of a breakup song, you know, sort of just bringing in all the themes into it, so yeah.
Cool, let's have a listen. This is Maybell by Walks.
Oh, I don't have a clue. Madmen proudly presents Celebrate Studio Ghibli. All 22 Studio Ghibli films, documentaries, and so much more on the big screen at Academy and Event Cinemas. Unleash your inner otaku. Take this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see your favorite Studio Ghibli films in the cinema. From Spirited Away to Princess Mononoke to My Neighbor Totoro, along with all kinds of extra goodies. Don't miss Celebrate Studio Ghibli, on now until September 20th. Academy and Event Cinemas. Tickets available now.
95BFM presents The Shins, live at the Power Station, November 30th. Their new album, Heartworms, is a handmade labour of love. Their first self-produced record since O, Inverted World. And now they're bringing that intimate and exceptional sound right here to New Zealand. Don't miss The Shins, live at the Power Station, November 30th. Tickets on sale September 25th from Ticketmaster.
Once upon a time, there was a woman named Eve. Life was sweet for Eve, but for one thing.
I'm all good.
One thing. Eve's toothbrush looked like a hedgehog after Speedway. It was a polyethylene nightmare.
My environmental concern.
And then Eve discovered Toothcrush. At toothcrush.co.nz, she signed up to have a fresh, sustainable bamboo toothbrush delivered once a month for only $40 a year.
Dilemma solved. Thanks, Toothcrush.
You're welcome.
Hey, man, do you have anything by Eat, Pray, Hate?
Sure. Coming up.
Oh, you're just going to play it?
Yes.
You're not going to say it's not in the system, or you'll try find it, but you're not sure, or you don't take requests?
This is the request show.
Shit. When does the next show start?
Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m., the Jukebox Parlor is taking all your requests, and we know you have requests. Jukebox Parlor with Soong, brought to you by Legitties, the best little venue in St. Kevin's Arcade.
Before the break there, we just listened to Maybelle by Walks. This is Words of Yours by Walks. We'll talk about this afterwards.
Forget it all, baby, just for now. Forgive me if I start breaking the rules, but we're feeling the same. I hear you plead. So tell me the things I wanna hear, and I'll tell you what you need. Yeah. and you can take it on from there.
Was Words of Yours by Warx. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
It's sort of just a bit of a same sort of lovish sort of song, but I actually really, really like the piano that was on that. I got my mate Leon to do it, which I think really adds to it in the second half. So that, yeah, definitely took it somewhere that I didn't think it was going to go. Yeah.
Is Staying Put a little bit of a love album?
No, it was sort of, I recorded it the middle of this year when I was on holiday at uni, and I was going through a weird time. Like, my girlfriend had moved to New York, lots of friends were going overseas, lots of mates were out of Auckland, so it was kind of a weird sort of staying put. Like, I was just in Auckland, but sort of coming to terms with that, I think. So that's sort of the theme of everything.
Oh, I feel for you.
No, it's all good.
The next song is Passing Time. What's that song about?
I think this one is just about when you're in sort of those weird moments in your life, time seems to go real slow at some points, and you're sort of just finding ways to keep yourself going along without just being stuck and just going nowhere. So I think that's what I'm also going for with this one.
Oh.
But it's all good.
That's real nice. Passing Time by Warx.
Sunlight burns my cheek. So dark.
That was Passing Time by Warks. Awesome. We're just talking off air, and I asked you if you recorded this yourself.
Yeah, this is all home recordings that I did in my little music room. So yeah, no, this was when I was really inspired by my mates who were recording stuff by themselves, and it sort of showed me that you can actually make something cool by yourself with one mic. So yeah.
Oh, good job. Turned out really, really good.
Sweet, thanks.
What is I've Been Saying That is the second to last track that we're talking about today. What is that one about?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting, this one, because it's probably one of the more upbeat, sort of cheerful musically songs, but the lyrics are quite sad, so I don't know what I was thinking there. But I think it's sort of just me coming to terms with my position where I was at and just being like, no, I'll be right. So yeah, but it's got some real nice violin as well that Veronica did, so it's, yeah, it creates a real nice happy sort of song. Yeah,
did you write the violin line?
Yeah, did, but we worked together on it, so shout out to Veronica. So sweet.
Yeah, shout out to Veronica. Well, let's listen to I've Been Saying by Walks. Nice, sweet summary track there.
Yeah, thanks.
That was called I've Been Saying. The last track that we're talking about from Staying Put is called What It's Like. What can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, this one's sort of about a night out that I had down with some friends. So yeah, it's just about that, and then it sort of made me think about other things. I won't get into all the details, but
was it like a naughty night out or
no? It was just an interesting night out. Yeah, and this was probably the first song that I sort of wrote that got me going with this album. So yeah,
interesting night out. So you're not really gonna spill any?
No, I won't.
It's very mysterious.
You might be able to work it out maybe through the. You probably could actually through the lyrics.
But oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's listen to What It's Like. Thank you so much for coming in, by the way.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Where can listeners find you and download your music?
On walks.bandcamp.com.
WALKS.
Yep.
Very easy. Well, thank you so much.
Cheers.
Let's listen to the last track.
Sweet.
What It's Like.
Long player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.